At the start of the new year, people look back.
新年伊始，人们开始回顾过去。
For the things that they are happy about, they said, "I will continue to do it."
对于他们满意的事情，他们会说我会继续这样做。
And to those things that they are not happy about, they make New Year's resolutions.
他们不满意的事情，他们会做新年的决志。
God has given His people certain things to do.
神吩咐他的子民要做一系列的事情。
To the people Israelites, if there is a new beginning, God does something different.
对以色列民来说，神告诉他们要做的是一些不同的事。
There are no New Year's resolution or beginner's resolutions.
他们没有新年决志，也没有初始者的决志。
That's something we could learn from, and we learn from God ourselves.
这是我们需要学习的，我们是要向神来学习的。
And this a new beginning for the Israelites is found in Deuteronomy chapter 30.
我们今天要学习的是《生命记》三十章。
How does God tell His people to have new beginnings?
神是怎么告诉他的子民要有新的开始呢？
Two things. The first thing is found in verse 15 to 17.
两件事，第一件是从第十五到十七节。
God said, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction."
上帝说：“看哪，我今日将生与福、死与祸呈明在你面前。”
In Deuteronomy 30, the people are facing a very, very new beginning.
在生命记第三十章那个时代，人们他们面对了一个新的开始。
They are coming out from slavery to a freedom for their own country.
他们从被奴役到了他们到了自己国家的享受的自由。
So the Lord said, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction."
所以上帝对他们说，看哪，我今日将生与福、死与祸呈明在你面前。
The word "see" is something that is very important.
这里我们要看到那个关键的字看哪。
Sometimes people will just overlook that word. That's a small word, S-E-E.
很多人都忽略了这个字。
But the Lord is trying to tell His people something.
但是在这里神是要告诉他的子民一些重要的事。
God said, "You pay attention now."
神说你要注意了。
So you could see the will of God is very plain.
所以我们能够看到神的意愿它是很简单的。
When you read the Bible, His word is very clear.
我们读圣经的时候他的话是非常清楚的。
It's not complicated.
并不复杂。
I'll give you an example.
举例来说。
Luke chapter 6.
我们在路加福音的第六章。
If you look at Luke chapter 6,
路加福音六章
You would see instructions of our Lord Jesus.
我们能够看到主耶稣对我们的指示。
Okay, we will look at 27 and 28.
路加福音六章27到28节。
Jesus said, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you."
只是我告诉你们，这听道的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好。二十八节，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
If you notice, there are four very specific and very clear instructions here.
这里有四个非常特殊但又是非常清楚的指示。
You cannot mix them up.
你不会把他们混淆。
The instruction of the Lord to tell us to see, that means you take a look at every instruction is for everything that happens.
刚才我们读的圣经里面所说的那个看呢，就是要我们照着他那个明确的指示来做。
What are the four items in this verse?
在这里有哪四条？
The first one, if you have enemies, you love them.
第一条，如果你有仇敌的话，你要爱他。
Do not mix that item, that's the first item, with the other three below.
这是第一条。
Do not mix them.
不要跟下面的三条混淆。
Okay, the second one is do good. If somebody hates you, do good to them.
第二条是恨你们的要待他好。
Oh, so this is a little different from the first one.
这一条又与第一条不同。
Now, if somebody curse you, you bless them. That's the third instruction.
第三条，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，这是第三条指令。
Now, if somebody mistreat you, what do you do to them? You pray for them.
凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
This is the fourth item.
这是第四条。
If somebody curse you, do not use the fourth one to deal with them.
如果有人咒诅你，你不要用第四条来对付他。
Of course, you could pray for them, but the direct way to deal with those who curse you is you have to use the third item. You have to bless them.
当然了，咒诅你们的，你也可以为他祷告，但是呢，最直接的办法就是你要为他祝福。
For example, when we were little children, people like to play games.
举例来说，我们还是小孩子的时候，我们都爱玩游戏。
But one of the bad games is like this.
但是有一个坏的游戏就像这样。
People will look at their enemies and they would say,
小孩子会对着他们的游戏中的假想敌说，
You are ugly.
你很丑。
So what will we answer?
那你会怎么回答呢？
I think you know the answer. You are uglier than me.
你会回答说你比我更丑。
And when we are adults, things are worse.
我们成年了以后呢，情况变得更糟。
So sometimes you would curse somebody. Oh, may the lightning hit you.
有时候你会咒诅一个人说就愿那个雷把你劈死。
Or worse, may you be bankrupt in 1 year.
或者就说就希望你一年里面破产。
So that's a curse.
这是咒诅。
That's the third item.
这是第三条。
So do you want to pray for this type of people?
你愿意为他们祷告吗？
Well, you can, yes, you can.
当然了，你可以。
But the instruction of the Lord Jesus is very, very clear.
但是主耶稣的指示是非常清楚的。
What do you need to do to them?
你应该对他们做什么呢？
Hey, what do you need to do to them? What's the instruction there in verse 28?
在二十八节里面你应该怎么做？
You have to curse them back, right?
你应该反过去咒诅他们。
Huh? You want me to be bankrupt in 1 year? I hope that we'll be bankrupt in 1 month.
你要我在一年里面破产，我愿你一个月里面就破产。
Wow, that's really bad.
这很糟糕。
But Jesus did not tell us to do that.
但是主耶稣并没有这样教我们。
Jesus' instruction is very clear.
主耶稣的指示是非常明确的。
Bless those who curse you.
咒诅你们的要为他祝福。
You want me to be bankrupt in 1 year?
你要我在一年里面破产吗？
I bless you with the prosperity of God.
我祝福你，愿神祝福你，使你万事满足。
May your business prosper.
愿你的生意兴隆。
May your children and grandchildren become many.
愿你的子孙繁多。
So that you don't have money to feed them.
这样的话，你就不够钱来养他们了。
Of course, that's not supposed to be, okay?
当然，这并不是这个经文里面的初衷。
May your children and grandchildren prosper.
愿你子孙繁多。
May they study their masters and PhD.
愿你的后代们都能够完成他们的硕士和博士学业。
I'll ask you, this is the instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣的指示。
You would say it's very hard.
你会说这很难执行。
Somebody curse you so bad and you bless them like that?
有人这样咒诅你，你还会为他们祝福吗？
This is the way to life.
这就是生活。
This will create big blessings in your family.
你这样做的话，会给你的家庭带来更多的祝福。
Because the instruction is from the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因为这个指示是从主耶稣亲自下的。
And it works.
而且这个是肯定是可行的。
Okay, so you would say, Your enemies would curse you to be bankrupt in 1 year, and then you tell them, "Oh, may your business prosper, may your children and grandchildren prosper." What do you think he will say?
你的仇敌他诅咒你在一年里面破产，然后你却祝福他子孙繁多，祝福他生意兴隆。那反过来他会说什么呢？
What do you think? If your enemies, what would your enemies say if you tell them like that to bless them back?
你这样祝福他的话，你的仇敌会回答你什么呢？
What do you think? What do you think?
你怎么想？
Did I hear you right? Did I hear you right? You bless me?
他会说你真的这么说吗？你是在祝福我吗？
He said, yes.Our God wants to bless you. Our God wants to prosper you, just as He prospers me.
你回答说，对，我们的神，愿意祝福你，愿意你，生意兴隆，就像他祝福我一样。
The curse of people cannot touch you.
别人的，诅咒，不能够，动摇你。
We are Christians. We are children of God.
我们是基督徒，我们是神的子民。
So the Lord wants us to bless instead of curse.
所以神要求我们去祝福别人，而不是咒诅别人。
I have received words of curse. I'll let you know that.
我也被别人诅咒过。
But I cannot be harmed because my father's protecting me.
但是我不会受伤害，因为我的父在保护我。
He's blessing me and blessing me.
他一直在祝福着我。
So what will happen?
那会发生什么呢？
I have to bless people back.
我就要把祝福传给更多的人。
Actually, I'm supposed to be blessed today.
我今天我也是受祝福的。
And then I found out that I have to give the blessing today. See there, benediction.
所以后来我从那个程序单上面看到，今天我还要为大家祝福。
If I attend a worship service and I stand there and then the pastor gives the blessing, you know, that's really something special.
如果我参加了主日的团主日的聚会那个牧师给我们祝福的话，那是一个特别的祝福。
I have a church member in our church in Manila who attends worship service.
在马尼拉，我们有一个会员，他在主日聚会之后。
Some of them after the announcement, because our announcement is at the last of the service.
我们的报告事项是在聚会之后。
They already sneak out before the blessing.
很多人呢都已经溜走了，在那个祝福之前都已经溜走了。
But this particular member said, "I want to wait for the pastor to bless before I go out."
但是这个特别的会员他就说，我要等到牧师祝福之后才离开。
Because the pastor is giving words of blessing from God.
因为牧师所祝福的是从神而来的。
It is just not a part of the service where you just print benediction and then the pastor pronounce something.
那并不是一个主日聚会的一个程序。
It is something that is in the name of God, the pastor gives blessing.
而是以主的名而给的祝福。
In fact, it is announced by God himself to those who are serving him in Numbers chapter 6.
在那个
民数记。
民数记的第六章里面这是神对我们的一个公告。
So that if we expect blessing in this life and in this new year 2012,
所以我们如果要在新的2012年领受祝福的话，
God's word is very clear that you have to bless other people.
神的指示是非常清楚的，那就是我们必须要祝福别人。
And then you look forward to the pastor to give the blessing.
然后你也期待着牧师的祝福。
Then you pay attention to what the pastor is blessing you about.
而且你要特别的注意牧师所祝福的是什么？
Sometimes the words are the same. It's from 2 Corinthians.
有时候那些像是从哥林多后书来的。
Sometimes the Lord touched our pastor to give a different blessing.
有时候呢圣灵感动我们的牧师会做不同的祝福。
So you have to listen and then you get that blessing for yourself.
所以你需要专心的听，然后你能够领受祝福。
Then once you go out the door, you would meditate on that blessing. Oh, that's for me today.
然后等你跨出教堂门之后，你就会默想这些祝福，会想到这些祝福会不会对我更加有用。
So that back in Deuteronomy chapter 30, you notice in verse 15, God says, "See."
我们回到《生命记》第三十章十五节，神说：“看哪。”
So see means it's very clear. The will of God is very clear to us.
这里看哪就是说神的意愿对我们来说是非常清楚的。
Okay, so what do you see? What does God wants us to see?
所以在这里神需要我们看什么呢？
I set before you today. I set.Before you today.
我今天成名在你面前。
Okay, God is setting something before us as we are on the first day of the new year.
今天我们在新年的第一天，神将一些东西成名在我们面前。
Okay, that's the first item of two items that the Lord present to His people to do when we are facing something new.
这是神向一些面对新的环境的子民们所说的需要做的第一条。
Okay, God sets something before His people.
神在他的子民面前成名。
Okay, God sets life and prosperity, death and destruction.
他将生与福、死与祸成名在我们面前。
So the Lord himself explains what those are in verse 16 to 18.
神在第十六到第十八节里面详细的述说了这是什么。
Life and prosperity is found in verse 16.
在第十六节中他说明了生与福。
There are several items there.
有一些具体的。
For I command you today. There's command. Right.
今日我吩咐你。
There is a command there.
这里有一个吩咐。
Oh, that's the first item there. Then to love the Lord your God. To love the Lord your God.
要爱耶和华你的神。
So there is an item to love, to obey the commandment and then to love, two items.
这里就是要我们爱耶和华我们的神。
Then, if you love somebody, then the third one is you walk in His ways.
然后当你敬爱你的神之后，你还要遵行他的道。
And then to keep His commandments, decrees, and laws, to keep it.
然后要谨守他的诫命、律例、典章。
So it's not only to walk and do it, but also you keep it in your heart.
所以并不单单是在外表上你遵行了他的道，你还要在你的心里谨守他的诫命。
Then the blessings comes now.
这样神的祝福就会临到你的身上。
It says here, then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
这里说使你可以存活，人数增多，耶和华你神就必在你所要进去得为业的地上赐福于你。
So when we do things, it's not just to get by, just to say, oh, I did what God wants, and that's it.
所以当我们行事的时候，我们并不是只是在表面上照着神要求我们做的去做。
We have to keep it in our hearts.
我们要在心里面谨守。
It's part of our life.
这是我们生命的一部分。
And you always think about it.
而且我们要一直的思想。
Before I came here to New Jersey, I was in Manila ministering.
我来 New Jersey 之前，我在马尼拉传道。
I told my wife that I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to learn something.
我对我妻子说，我到 New Jersey 去，我会学点什么。
Learn from whom?
从谁那里学呢？
My uncle Mickey and Auntie Grace.
我的舅舅杨医生、杨太太。和那个舅母。
They are my uncles and aunties.
他们是我的舅舅舅母。
And another thing, they are also my godfather and godmother at baptism.
在我小时候受洗的时候，他们也是我的教父教母。
And in baptism, because I baptize children, we actually tell the godparents to love and also to teach the child.
我也施洗，我对婴孩施洗的时候，我会叫那些教父教母们不但要爱你们的教子女，而且要教育他们。
So, my own father and mother are now in heaven.
我的亲生的父母，他们已经上了天堂。
My other baptism godmother is already in heaven also.
我的另外一个教母也已经回了天家。
And my Uncle Mickey and Auntie Grace are my godparents, and they are teaching me.
我的舅舅舅母，他们是我的教父母，他们一直在教育我。
And I keep what they teach in my heart.
我把他们所教我的放在心里。
And then I do what they teach me.
我也照着他们所教我的在行。
And I again keep those teaching which I do, again keep it in my heart.
然后我一直把这些教导放在我心里。
I do not just say, oh, I already listened to them once and that's it.
我并不是说我已经听了他们一次就够了。
I repeat and repeat whatever they taught me, and I do it again and then keep it in my heart and do it again and keep it in my heart.
我不断地重复他们所教我的，而且把这些教育我的这些教导都牢记在心里。
About 30 years ago, I was already here in New Jersey with them.
在30年前我到New Jersey 来。
I was a new graduate of a pastoral school.
我是在一个神学院
毕业。
毕业。
So my auntie brought me to Reverend Moses' library.
我的舅母把我带到杨牧师的图书馆去。
And she told me, "Do you see all these books?"
她就问我，你看到这些书吗？
You have to learn continually. Do not stop learning.
你需要不断的学习，不要停止学习。
Reverend Moses is a person who always learns. Look at his books.
杨牧师他就是不断的在学习，看这有这么多的书。
That's more than 30 years ago.
那是在三十年之前。
I could still picture the place where the library was.
我在我的脑海里面还有这样一个印象，就是那个图书馆在哪里。
I was standing there and I could picture my auntie showing me the books.
我还能够记起我的舅母是怎么给我看那么多的书。
It's in my heart, you know.
这是在我的心里面。
So after many years, of course, I have my own big library too.
多年之后，我自己也有了一个很大的图书馆。
I continually learn.
我不断的学习。
I bought a lot of books with thousands and thousands of dollars worth.
我买了成千上万元的那个书。
There are many things that my uncle and auntie taught me.
我的舅舅舅母教了我很多东西。
There are many other things still in my heart.
有很多事情我还是牢记在心里。
One of the big ones is travel light. Travel light.
有一个很重要的就是轻装旅行。
I used to travel with a lot of things.
我以前我是会带了很多行李出去旅行。
So when my aunt saw it, she said, "You travel light, don't travel so heavy. It's not easy."
舅母看到之后就教我说，轻装旅行，不要带这么多的行李。
So that the other month when I went to Hong Kong for a meeting, I just had just one hand carry.
有一次我去香港旅行的时候，我就带了一个 carry on 的一个行李。
It actually helped me a lot.
这个真的是帮了我很大的忙。
At this time, because I spent longer days here in North America for another meeting, so I had one hand carry and then one big bag, luggage.
这是因为我来北美还要参加一个会议，所以我还是带了一点行李。
So I'm aware of what my uncle and auntie taught me.
所以我一直牢记着舅舅舅母教我的。
And then one day when she was mentioning, my auntie was mentioning something that's not very pleasant.
有一次我舅母提起了一件不是很愉快的事情。
I told her straight to the point. I told her.
我就直接地告诉她。
Said, I appreciate because you are teaching me.
我就说我还是你是在教育我，所以我还是感激你。
I appreciate it very much.
我非常的感激你。
That is out of a heart of love.
所以这是从心里面发出的。
I believe this is what our God is telling us.
我相信这是上帝告诉我们要做的。
The whole Word of God, the Word of God itself is full of love.
神那个圣经里面是充满了爱。
And because God wants us not only to walk in His ways, as it says here.
因为神并不单单的要求我们遵行他的道。
So you don't have to tell God, God, oh, I already do it, so it's okay.
你就不能够告诉神说我已经做了我已经很好了。
You have to keep it, as the Lord said. You have to keep it in your heart.
而且你需要照着下面所说的，你要谨守他的诫命。
To keep it inside, 放在里面。
在要放在你的内心。
Just like I kept the teachings of my uncle and auntie in my heart.
就像我时刻牢记着我舅舅舅母所教导我的。
And always remember it.
而且一直的牢记着。
And then always do it.
而且一直的遵行。
And God promised to give blessing to us.
神就应许会赐福我们。
That is God's own explanation about what life and prosperity is all about.
这是上帝用他自己的话来向我们陈明的生与福。
But God also explained what death and destruction is all about.
但是神也解释了什么是死与祸。
In verse 17 and 18,
在第十七到十八节
，God also mentioned several points.
神也阐明了几点。
Death and destruction means not obedient.
死与祸就是首先是不肯听从。
And then also drawn away to bow down to other gods.
还有就是被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神。
To worship other gods.
去敬拜别神。
So that means a person would not like to listen.
这里我们就看到行这种事的人，他们不愿意听从。
And it is their heart would turn away.
他们背离了神。
So the in verse 17 is very clear. Oh, it says, "But if your heart turns away."
这里说如果你心里偏离。
I think all of us here, one time or another, dealt with people we don't want to listen to.
我想我们在座的每一位总归有一两次我们会心里偏离。
People talk to us we don't want to listen. We just turn away. We walk out.
总有一两个人对我们说话的时候，我们不愿意听他们，我们就离开了。
One time somebody was so angry with me, went into my office and started to say a lot of words.
有一次有一个人对我很生气，就到我的办公室来开始讲了一大通的话。
To be polite with the person, I just tell them, excuse me, I want to go now.
出于礼貌起见，我就跟他说对不起我得走了。
We just turn away from the person.
我们就转身离开了。
That's the meaning of turning away.
那就是心里偏离转身离开那个意思。
Before a person disobey God, his heart is inside is already turned away.
当一个人他不听从神的时候，他的心早就偏离了。
God said, "Please don't do that."
神说不要这么做。
If you do that, what will happen is, it says here, you will certainly be destroyed. In verse 18, it says.
如果你这样做的话，在十八节中说，你必要灭亡。
You will not live long in the land. You will not live long in the land.
你在你的地，你所居住的地上必不长久。
You would think that a person who would turn away from the source of life, so that he will be destroyed.
你就想人当他离开了那个生命的源泉之后他就会灭亡。
So God in here is the very first thing when somebody is approaching a new beginning.
所以在那些人们他们到了一个新的环境里面开始新的生活的时候。
God said, I have set before you life and prosperity, death and destruction.
神就对他们说，看哪，我今日将生与福，死与祸，呈明在你们面前。
So God has set before us today.
所以神今天在我们面前呈明了。
Okay, the second item, God said.
第二条神说，
This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福呈明在你面前，所以。
So God not only set before us, but he also called witnesses. Even that means everybody, heaven and earth, as witness.
所以上帝并不单单将生死祸福呈明在我们面前，他还有见证。
Therefore, it says here, now choose life.Now choose life.
所以接着说，所以你要拣选生命。
God is telling us what to do.
上帝告诉我们应该做什么。
You already know what life and death is.
你已经知道什么是生，什么是死。
Now I will tell you, choose life.
所以现在我就要告诉你你要选择生命。
So all the blessings are mentioned here.
所以接着就是所有的祝福就临到了。
That you may live, that you may live.
你就得以存活。
Your children may live.
你的后裔也得存活。
With all the blessings given by God to us, with all the blessings.
这是神给我们的祝福。
So God has said, that's the first one. The second one is you have to choose any. Do not choose death. God wants us to choose life.
首先，神向我们成明了生死祸福，然后神吩咐我们要选择生命。
It's not a New Year's resolution.
那并不是新年决志。
It is to choose life, which is the Word of God.
而是选择生命，那就是选择神的话。
There was, I have the permission to share this.
我要跟大家分享一个故事。
I have permission to share it.
Okay, 是，我被允许，分享这个故事。
There are two brothers, Andrew and Barnabas.
有两个有两兄弟，一个是李志明，一个是李志善。
I just made a note change of the name so that we won't say who they are.
我就是这个我是改了他们的名字。
They are members of our church at St. Stephen's in Manila.
他是我马尼拉教会的会友。
One day, these two brothers are very active in the church, very active.
这两兄弟在教会里面是非常的积极。
They are serving the Lord Jesus, and most of all, they are also leading Bible studies.
他们服侍主也引领那个查经聚会。
So they have to study the Bible, and then they share it with their group members.
所以呢，他们需要读圣经，然后要把他们读的心得与他们的会员来分享。
So we could say they know the Bible very well.
所以我们可以说他们对圣经是非常熟悉的。
So one day, the two brothers were called to a meeting.
有一天那两个兄弟被邀请去参加一个会议。
And in the meeting, the person who called the meeting told them they are about to receive a large inheritance.
在那个会上的那个主持人告诉他们说，他们两人会接受一笔很大的遗产。
It's roughly in their estimate probably millions of the Philippine pesos.
大致是一百万的菲律宾比索。
一百万以上
的。
But they have in the whole plan, they have to cheat. They have to cheat.
但是呢，这个整个的计划里面呢，就是他们需要做一些欺骗。
Because there are technical difficulties according to the Philippine laws, they have to do some cheating.
因为根据菲律宾的法律，他们需要做一点小的那个欺骗的手法。
So if not, they may lose the whole inheritance.
如果他们不这样做的话呢，这笔遗产他们就得不到。
So both of them know what the Bible says about cheating.
这两兄弟他们都很清楚在圣经里面神是怎么教导我们是怎么有关那个欺骗这件事情那个罪那个这个罪的。
Especially Andrew the eldest, he knew about Genesis chapter 27.
特别是哥哥李志明，他知道在创世纪第二十七章里面。
He knew that Jacob.Cheated of his brother's inheritance, the blessing from Isaac, and ran away.
他知道创世纪二十七节里面就说雅各骗取了以撒的祝福。
And then he ran away.
然后他就逃走了。
You would say, well, he got the blessing, right?
你会说不管怎么样，他还是得到了祝福啊。
Right, you're right. He got the blessing.
对，他是得到了祝福。
But Andrew, the person who did a Bible study on this many years ago, also felt that the blessing did not end there.
但是呢，那哥哥李志明呢，他在领那个查经聚会的时候，他就这么认为，他觉得他得到的祝福就到此为止了。
It did not end with that blessing.
Okay. 他 并没有这个祝福并没有到此为止。
The cheating of Jacob followed him also.
雅各的欺骗也从此以后一直跟随着他。
From the mouth of Jacob, Jacob said that the uncle Laban also cheated him 10 times.
从雅各嘴里面所说，他的叔叔也欺骗了他十次。
And then later on, his son lied to him many times.
接着他的儿子又对他骗了很多次。
So much so that when he reached his old age,
所以等他到了老年的时候,
he's supposed to say that I'm a very blessed person.
他应该说我是一个很有福的人。
But when asked about his life, this is what he said.
但是, 当人们问他他的一生是怎么度过的时候, 他是怎么说的呢?
From Genesis 47,
在创世纪第47章,
verse 9,
第9节,
And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers.
雅各对法老说, 我寄居在世的年日是130岁, 我平生的年日又少又苦, 不及我列祖在世寄居的年日。
A person who enjoyed 130 years.
一个人在世上享受了130岁的生命。
He described it as few and difficult.
却把它形容为又少又苦。
You don't need to explain a lot on this one. You don't need to explain a lot on this one.
这个我们不需要解释太多。
You just read what happened after Genesis 27, the time when he cheated his father.
我们就跟着创世纪27章以后来读, 就是在他欺骗了父亲之后对他发生了一些什么事情。
Chapter 27, the cheating, then followed by chapter 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, until 47.
从27章的骗取他父亲的祝福一直到47章。
It's a rotten life.
这个是一个非常艰难的生活。
I wouldn't like to have that.
我不想要这样的生活。
I don't think anyone likes to have that type of life.
我也不认为任何人喜欢有雅各这样的生活。
So the eldest of those two brothers, Andrew, knew about this Bible study.
所以那个哥哥李志明,他从那个查经班里面熟悉了这个故事。
So he told his wife and children about the inheritance.
他告诉了他的妻子和他的孩子们有关那个遗产的事。
And they sat down and shared this particular passage in the Bible, Genesis 27.
他们就坐下来一起读创世纪27章。
So the wife and the children all say together, if we need to cheat, we don't want it.
所以做妻子的和孩子们都说如果我们需要欺骗, 才能够得到这笔遗产的话, 我们不要这笔遗产。
So they called Andrew then called Barnabas and told him about the same thing.
然后呢，李志明又告诉他的弟弟李志善, 他们的决定。
The brother, of course, also do Bible study, and he knew about this whole incident from Genesis.
做弟弟的他也熟悉圣经，也知道这一段经文，所以呢。
So Barnabas also said, without asking his wife, he said, "I don't want to do anything about this cheating. I also thought about it and don't want to have anything to do with it."
所以李志善就对哥哥说，我不需要再征询我妻子的意见，我知道。 那个欺骗是不好的，我不会靠着欺骗来得到这笔遗产。
So after this decision making, Barnabas, the second brother, called up the person who called the meeting.
所以两兄弟做了决定，弟弟就打电话给那个会议的召集人。
Since there is a legal way of settling this inheritance, please use the legal way, although it takes a lot of time and a lot of time and effort.
他就说我们愿意遵照法律的形式来一步一步的去接受这个遗产。
Although it's difficult and takes a lot of time.
虽然会很难，也会花很长的时间。
But we will do it the legal way.
但是我们要一切要照着合法的程序来做。
We will not use any cheating or lying situations.
我们不能够采取任何欺骗的方式。
These two brothers, Andrew and Barnabas, chose life.
这个两兄弟李志明和李志善，他们选择了生命。
They have to make a choice.
他们需要做一个选择。
In our life, we have to make choices.
在我们的生命当中，我们需要做很多选择。
This is what our God tells us to do.
这是我们的神告诉我们所做的。
If you are facing something new,
当我们面对一些新问题的时候，
you have to make choices.
你们需要做选择。
And our God loves us so much.
我们的神如此的爱我们。
He told us, choose life.
他告诉我们选择生命。
That you may live.
然后你可以存活。
That you and your children may live.
你的后裔也可以存活。
Whatever decision that you choose.
不管你选择哪一个决定。
It will affect you.
都会影响你。
It will affect your children, grandchildren, and so on.
影响你的后裔。
You would say Happy New Year, right?
你会说, 新年快乐。
I'll let you know I do not like to use the word happy.
我不是那么喜欢用那个快乐这个字。
Happy means if something is not happy, then you lost it.
快乐，那就是如果有时候什么事情不快乐的话，你就会失去了这个快乐。
Later on, I found out I was wrong. I found out.
后来我发现我错了。
The word happy used in the Bible, especially the English Bible.
这个快乐这个字用在英文圣经里面。
You don't have to open it. I'll just give you an example. Psalm 146.
在诗篇146篇。
He said, "Happy is the man who has the God of Jacob to trust him."
在诗篇146篇。有福呢，就是有福。OK，第五节。 以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他神的，这人变为有福。The
word happy means blessed.
这里快乐这个字就是有福。So
I started to use it. Happy New Year.
所以从此以后，我一直对别人说新年快乐。Or
Happy Birthday.
或者生日快乐。Because
that's what God wants us to be.
因为这是神希望我们得到的。A
life of happiness because of Jesus.
有福的，因为主耶稣基督而得到的有福的生命。A
life of blessing for the new year because of choosing life.
一个有福的新年是因为我们选择了生命。So
let's follow what our God tells us to do as we face this new year.
所以让我们遵从神所要求我们做的。
Choose life.
选择生命.
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告. 你祷告。
Lord, we thank you that we have this opportunity to serve you, that we can love you and choose life. May you be with us and bless us as we enter this new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.